Salvage logging is harvesting trees that are already dead. It sounds eco-conscious, like something that would be cataloged beside reclaimed wood. But Brian Buma thinks that's a stretch.
I have to say, I really hate that term, because dead trees are just as important to ecosystems as live trees.
Buma is an ecologist with the University of Colorado. He's not totally opposed to logging, but he is concerned about the number of ways humans are contributing to yellow cedar's decline. For instance, through climate change. Normally, snow helps insulate the tree's roots, but rain combined with cold snaps can freeze yellow cedar roots, causing them to die. In total, about 7% of the species has died across its range.
So on one hand, you don't want people cutting down live yellow cedar because there's, you know, it's dying, and so we want to conserve it where it's still alive. But on the other hand, you don't want to take away a valuable resource for the community.
Like Buma, the U.S. Forest Service also wondered about this new inventory of climate change-killed trees. The region's timber industry is struggling, and there's been a long debate about whether or not the federal agency is doing enough to help it survive. Past studies indicate yellow cedar that's been dead for decades can be just as good for making stuff as living trees. The species is famous for being resistant to rot. So together, ecologists and foresters set up a task for 5 sawmills on Prince of Wales and Kupernaff Island. Buma says they wanted to know,
does this dead stuff work as well in practice as it seems to, you know, on paper, and just see how it goes?
Kevin Mary participated in this experiment. He's the owner of Kupernaff Lumber and Design, a small mill which runs on a shoestring budget.
Put all kinds of knots in that shoestring to actually be able to do it.
The Forest Service handled the fees for harvesting the dead yellow cedar, and Mary cut the trees along the road in Cake himself. He says the trees were spread out, so harvesting them was labor and time intensive. And some of the yellow cedar was too degraded to mill. But Mary was able to find markets.
At that time, I sent a little bit of it down to the guy in Florida making turkey calls. Some more of it was used by some wood carvers. Some of it ended up being firewood.
In the end, Mary's costs were higher than his gross revenue. But of the 5 mills in this experiment, 3 of them actually did okay. Brian Buma from before says the results were kind of a mixed bag. Still, it proves you can make money on a species of dying trees.
It's not like this is going to suddenly support a bunch of new jobs. You know, this is just sort of a way to protect the species while doing some damage, but not a ton of damage to the ecosystem.
And Buma thinks that might be the marketing key to creating a high-value product. For example, beetle-killed pine, found in western parts of the United States, has gained in popularity. Why not climate change-killed wood? If that's the story of our time, some people might want to own a piece of it.
I think it's interesting. I got laughed at when I told some of the folks in Southeast. They thought that was silly.
Still, Buma says he would be a potential customer. And there's at least one small sawmill in the region that makes guitar tops from salvaged trees. They even use dead yellow cedar for that. But they currently don't have any plans to expand that part of their business. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.